Shantae and the Pirate's Curse, game by Way Forward, reviewed by Philip the Mile High Mouth Wesley. Size 2,315 blocks. Save SD card backup 3 save files. Released 2014. Works with 3DS and new 3DS models. ESRB rated E10+. ESRB rating descriptions, fantasy violence, suggestive themes. Quick opinion, own. Opening snide remarks. The first Shantae title started life as a Super Nintendo concept back in 1996, but was never developed further. Many changes, most of them drastic, evolved the game until the very first Shantae title was released on the Nintendo Game Boy Color, published by Capcom, in 2002. The title was pretty hard to find, and there was a limited amount of the game produced. This did not stop WayForward from exploring the idea of putting out a sequel. In 2010, a sequel to the original game was finally released on the Nintendo DSiWare service. When the Nintendo 3DS arrived, the very first Game Boy Color game was released on the Virtual Console service. It has been 4 years since the second game and 12 years since the first game. Since the time that the first game came out, WayForward has continued to produce quality side-scrolling games for portables and mobile systems with a wide variety of interesting mechanics. Before we go into the new game, it might be a good idea to take a look back at the previous two games in the series and the game mechanics that they used. We will be using a little bit of spoiler material here, so I suggest that you play the games in order before you get to here. Shantae. This game introduced us to the characters of Sequin Land and revolves around the discovery of steam technology. Risky Boots, the pirate, steals the new technology and then goes in search of magic stones to make it more powerful. We're introduced to the idea that Shantae's caretaker, who she lovingly refers to as Uncle Mimic, is a relic hunter who digs up ancient, technology that existed from a time before magic. We are also introduced to the idea of the genie realm, which won't be important for any of the other games until Shantae Half-Genie Hero. Of course, Shantae wins the day, but that does not stop the push of steam engine technology. This game featured 3 mini-games, transformations based on dancing, a day and night cycle, and enemies take a zillion hits to kill. The game also has a life system, and you lose a life when you fall into a pit. Honestly, that gets to be a bit irritating in my opinion. The game was excellent, though. Shantae Risky's Revenge. This game kind of briefly acknowledges a few jokes from the first game and then sets up much more of a story focus. Shantae's Uncle Mimic, as she calls him, finds a lamp. Risky steals the lamp and begins looking for magic seals that may unlock some power that the lamp has inside. Mimic tells Shantae not to go after Risky. Of course, she doesn't listen. The popularity of relic hunting has spawned other collectors of ancient artifacts to pop up as well. The better ones are known as barons, and there are 3 barons in Sequin Land that may have those seals. Shantae sets out to recover those seals. This game does not end well for Shantae. If you have not played this title, I suggest that you do so before listening onwards, as I have to spoil part of the ending of that game in order to explain the mechanics of this game. It is available on the Nintendo eShop, on the PC on Steam, and the Apple iOS Store as an extremely well-done application despite not having buttons. This game ditches the day and night cycle as an easier to traverse world that also includes the ability to jump back and forth between layers of the screen. There are even more dialogue moments, and there are a lot of fetch quests to open up areas in the game. All of this takes place on the island that Scuttletown is on. Also, Shantae now has the ability to swim, and there is a visual cue to let you know when a pit will hurt you, if you fall into it. The life system from the first game is gone, as it should be. And this is more of a... There is more of a speedrun feel to this game. Risky's Revenge also ends on a cliffhanger. Shantae ends up as a normal human girl with no magical ability other than her ability to use items and to hit things with her hair. That lamp absorbs magic, and you can kind of guess what happened to our magical heroine when she ends up facing off against such an item in the hands of someone like Risky. It took 4 years of delays and development to get to this game, and it will be the, quote, final, end quote, game in the portable, quote, trilogy, end quote, of Shantae, Risky's Revenge, and Shantae and the Pirate's Curse. Was the 4 year wait worth it? Gameplay description. Shantae is being tormented by dark dreams of a lonely grave calling out to her. She has been having these dreams since Risky Boots used a magic-stealing lamp to turn Shantae into a human. When the Ammo Baron shows up and attacks, Shantae fights him and ends up in a bit of a jam. Risky Boots shows up again and demands that Shantae return her troops and weapons to her. Of course, Shantae has no idea what she is talking about, but a quick trip to Mimic's lab reveals that Risky's Tinkerbats are becoming Cacklebats due to a terrible amount of dispersed dark magic swelling around the grave of the pirate master. So, Shantae is tasked with finding and destroying pits of dark energy, finding maps for the islands around her, and finding 20 hidden cacklebats. Along the way, Shantae will find pirate equipment that allows her to access new areas, and she will have to use the lamp from the previous game to recapture the dark magic inside of those cacklebats. The majority of the game is a side-scrolling, exploration-based platformer with an emphasis on collection. The gameplay gets broken up with a few sections like an impromptu stealth section and a part where you run through a gauntlet of obstacles that you cannot fight against. The world is broken up into different islands. Each island has a set amount of hidden heart squids, which you can collect to increase your health, cacklebats, and a few mini dungeons, bosses, and so forth. There are instances where you need to take objects to other characters to advance the plot as well. The basic flow of the game follows this formula. You get to a new island, find an event in the island, then find the main dungeon of the island. Each main dungeon contains a map of the dungeon, keys for opening doors in the dungeon, and various obstacles to overcome before taking on a screen-filling boss character in order to get another map to find the next island. In these sections, you will collect money to upgrade your weapons and partake in sometimes funny, often slightly dark, story sequences. There are quite a few sections of the game that are tough because of the spikes and other obstacles. But once you get the hang of it, you may just be able to soar through a lot of the game. I played through the game multiple times before doing this review, and some of the areas are pretty frustrating the first time through. But you learn it, and it looks impressive to do so. This is a sign of excellent level design and a fair sense of balance. There are a lot of little items that I enjoyed about the game design that will get addressed in the gameplay and play control section of this review. I would like to state that I did enjoy the game a lot. This is a pretty fun game, and it feels great to revisit these characters and see how they have progressed since the first game. Although the story of Shantae and the Pirate's Curse requires you to have some knowledge of the events from the second game to fully appreciate the story, story elements aside, the game stands on its own as a challenging and interesting experience. What I liked. I love the little references to the previous titles. The new powers that you acquire and the areas you visit were superb. The platforming sections are great, almost Shovel Knight style hard in some locations. The bosses have interesting patterns and are designed to take so that it is possible to take them down without getting hit. The story is interesting and full of the same, slightly off, undertones of things like Bone or Adventure Time. Seriously, the world that Shantae inhabits is built on the remains of technology, and we start seeing more of it appear. Also, Shantae only seems to be half genie, and the only half genie. Something happened to prevent full genies from living in the same dimension as the, quote, people, end quote, a sequin land. If you read more into the game, you are going to get some interesting hints and insights about Risky Boots, Shantae, Roddy Tops, poor Roddy Tops, and many of the other characters in this game. What I hated, there is a stealth section and a running section in the game that I feel were, by far, the weakest levels in the game. The game has a little bit of fan service in the character design that some people may feel uncomfortable with. If you're a person who was shocked and appalled by the costume Princess Leia had in Return of the Jedi, then you'll probably feel the same way about the character designs in this game. You also have my pity. Graphics description. The expanded resolution of the Nintendo 3DS is used to give more space for Shantae, and this factors into the gameplay by allowing screen-filling enemies and lush locales. Every island has a distinct theme to it. A lush tropical paradise, a graveyard, a frozen wasteland, a hellish underworld of lost souls, and more. The character animation is smooth and everything moves at an excellent frame rate, even in 3D. I have to comment on the 3D in this game because it is some of the best subtle 3D I've seen in a while. When in conversations with other main characters, there are superb character portraits with varied emotions and some visually creative character designs. The game has a very realized art style and a world that works incredibly well for it. The enemies are all very, very well animated, and there's very little reuse of enemy assets from previous games. That said, some enemies have only evolved just slightly from their appearances in Risky's Revenge, and that seems a little unfortunate. What I liked. Excellent use of 3D in the environments and the little animations. For example, in the first area you play through, Shantae kicks up bits of dust when she jumps up on stairs in the area. The dust clouds are on what appears to be two different layers, giving them a three-dimensional feel when the 3D is on. The particle effects in this game are superb. Another example would be the subtle moving in and out of the layers that the floating transparent skulls over bottomless pits do in the game. I love the island navigation graphics with Risky. Everything seems so vibrant and alive, except that the close-up character sprite portraits do not move. This is one of the things that I hated. I still want them to move, blink, or otherwise animate. Some of the enemies that are reused from previous games appear to be barely upgraded. Sound and music description. The newest addition to the game are small sound clips with Christina V, the voice actor for Shantae. That is pretty great. It would have been better if there were full voice acting or some sort of Banjo-Kazooie-esque chatter with some of the characters. The voice acting is limited to a few phrases in there, here and there from Shantae, but it would also help to have limited voice acting on other characters as well, even if it means that Matt Bozon would have to voice Mayor Scuttlebutt or they make Tom Hewlett voice Bolo. Just a little more voice acting would be some pretty great icing on an otherwise superb audio cake. The folly and sound effects are appropriate and have a good weight to them. When you hit something, it sounds like you've hit something that has force to it. Now let us talk about the music in this game. There are some subtle dubstep drops mixed into some of the music, but it works a lot better than that sentence sounds. The slow, moody compositions are superb. The action music and boss music is suitably intense, and there's not a bad track in the entire game. Some of it isn't very memorable, though, but it is incredibly good. Let's face it, the awful truth here is that Vert, Jake Kaufman, makes excellent music that fits the game he composes the music for, and this is no exception. What I liked. The music is always a high point in this series, and there are some awesome tracks. Get a good pair of headphones and crank it up. What I didn't like. There is a minimum of voice acting, and that feels more like a tease than anything else. Also, only having vocalization and statements from Shantae makes the other characters seem a bit flat. Play control and game design. The game naturally feels like an evolution from Risky's Revenge, and the inclusion of the pirate weapons is an inspired choice. The level design allows for a lot of creative exploration and the The ability to choose how you upgrade allows people to make the game tougher or easier depending on how much time they put into it. When you beat the game the first time, there is a mode that is ready-made for sequence breaking and speedrunning. In fact, the levels are designed so that starting in this mode means you can access the bosses in each main dungeon fairly quickly. It almost feels like there is not enough save points for all the different ways to play through this game. Do you want to try and beat it with just two hearts? Try beating it in less than 3 hours? Go for it! The game is designed to be flexible and encourage multiple playthrough sessions. Navigation between islands is easy, and it keeps track of the heart squids and cacobats that you have found on each island. However, the navigation between the bottom menu is dreadful. You have to tap left or right on the touchscreen to move between the inventory, key items, and map. In order to use an item on your inventory, you need to tap it once and then tap it again to activate it. This is actually quite difficult to do in the heat of combat, especially when trying to do a two-heart run on the game. The lack of being able to conveniently select and use an item is troubling. Here's what I liked. Flexible game design means there is plenty of replayability to this game. Here's what I hated. Selecting inventory via the touchscreen is awkward in a bad way. What needs to be improved? The addition of blinking or slightly moving animation in the close-up character portraits would be excellent. Also, the addition of more voice acting would improve the game even more. But the biggest improvement would be to use the CirclePad Pro attachment or the additions that the newest revision to the Nintendo 3DS adds. Mainly, the ZL, ZR, and second slide pad or camera stick. It would be pretty simple to add, too. Just let ZL and ZR allow you to switch between the map, inventory, and key items screen. You select items with the second slide pad, camera stick, and then you press ZR and ZL together to activate the selected item in your inventory. An even better use would be to move the map screen to the select button. Just tap the select button to display the map on the bottom screen, and then tap select again to hide the map. Tap ZL to switch between inventory and key items. Select an inventory item with the second slide pad or camera stick, and tap ZR to use the item. Also, I want to talk a bit about the narrative. Some of the dialogue in this game just hints and teases at darker things under the surface of this bright, colorful game. I play through these games waiting for that gut punch moment where some of the darker elements just click into place. The characters are there, the music is there, the graphics, especially later in the game, are there. And the narrative just continues to poke at the edges of what could be some heartbreaking revelations. This game came so close in spots and just seems to, quote, dance, end quote, around obviously dark material. Shantae is a bundle of insecurities behind an otherwise young, hopeful, and trusting personality. When she hits the low point at the end of the second game, I was expecting her to grow more as a character in this game. Does she do that? Yes, but I feel that the story has earned a chance to make very bold character choices. If anything, it makes me all the more excited to see what Shantae's next adventure will hold for her and her friends. Another missed opportunity would be that there were not enough dungeon-specific obstacles or hazards. In some levels, there are weird plant monsters that shoot your character around at high speed, a la certain levels of Mighty Switch Force. I would have really loved to see a level with the odd gravity from Mighty Milky Way or an area with the plane jumping from Risky's Revenge. I feel that the quote stealth end quote level would have been improved by having the level revolve around a switch that opens the doors. In that level, there could have been more than one character to control, and you could switch between the characters to find and hit the switches without getting caught. That would have been an interesting mechanic. Of course, I am saying all of this after it has taken about 4 years to produce this game. If people listened to me, they would never be able to release a game on time, if ever. Recommended if you like. The easy answer would be Castlevania or Metroid. This game certainly has a narrative feel similar to Metroid Fusion or Metroid Zero Mission. If you enjoyed the previous Shantae games, you will love this game. The honest answer is that you will love this game if you enjoyed the Mega Man Zero or Mega Man ZX series of games. Final words and thoughts. Shantae and the Pirate's Curse does justice to the games that came before it while expanding the characters in its world in terms of depth. The only issues I have with the game are that it still has a bit of room to grow, and the inventory management is just awkward in this game due to the increased speed and fluidity of the gameplay. The navigation between levels on the boat was a wonderful callback to the first game's town navigation. I thoroughly enjoyed this game, and I feel that it is worth your time and hard-earned gold to dive back into Sequinland for this jaunty romp. Score. Gameplay, 5 stars. Graphics, 4 stars. Sound and music, 5 stars. Play control game design, 4 stars. Value for your money, 5 stars. Star total, 69. Personal merit opinion total, 22. Final score, 91%. Letter grade, A.